As most schools continue with distance learning this fall, high school sports will be put on hold until at least early next year. KCBX's Angel Russell speaks to a local athlete and coach about what the delay means for them.
Ethan Royal plays outfield and baseball at a Royal Grande High School. He's also the quarterback for the high school football team, so athletics take up a big part of his life.
I've been playing baseball since I was in preschool, but I started playing football when I was in like sixth grade.
Usually, Royal will be spending the summer practicing with his teammates for the upcoming season, but not this year.
It's kind of annoying for me just because I want to be out there like competing and playing on the field as much as I can.
The best case scenario right now for high school athletics is that games will resume in January. That's the current target of the state governing body of high school sports, the California Interscholastic Federation. Arroyo Grande High baseball coach Steve Tolley says everything is still up in the air.
Right now, the district and the athletic department's working through what we're going to do with all the coaches. We're going to have to develop protocols to make sure that the players and the athletes, student athletes are safe.
That means working out plans on sanitizing equipment, getting the teams to travel, and what kind of crowd, if any, can watch the games on the field.
Our fans are going to have 6 feet apart. You know, we don't have a big area, so fans are kind of stuffed into a smaller area. So how we do that is going to be interesting. Will the games maybe be put out on Zoom?
Tolley worries about the student athletes if COVID-19 takes a turn for the worse and cancels athletics altogether throughout next year.
It could affect them individually by college recruiters. If they're good enough to play in college, they're not having the opportunity to showcase that. But, you know, losing a couple years of high school baseball would be tough if that's what their goal is to play at the next level.
For Ethan Royal, he's hoping to get a scholarship to play ball in college and eventually go pro. So his senior year is a big one.
I'm just hoping that we'll be able to get on the field and play. I don't really care if that means we'll have a shortened season because I understand that this is all still going on, but my hope is that we'll be able to play even if it's delayed.
Reporting in Arroyo Grande, I'm Angel Russell.